Granny's at, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Miss Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows each in his half of the Jotham Down store. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Well, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in.
Well, howdy, Lum. Howdy, howdy. Well, oh me sakes, what's happening here anyway? You fellas went and divided up the store again?
Yeah, I'm feared so, Grandpa.
You want to get a square deal, high-class merchandise, you better come over on this side of the store, Grandpap.
No, I don't want to get mixed up in this. What's the ruckus about this time, Lum? Oh, I forget now, Grandpa. There's so many things I can't recollect just which one it was that we divided up the store over.
It's going to stay that way too, Grandpap. Better come over here and deal with old Honest Abner. He'll give you the squarest deal you can get in this store.
No, if you're aiming to buy something, Grandpap, you'll do a heap better right here where you're at. His prices might be a little lower than mine, but I got better merchandise. And I never wanted to buy nothing. I just wanted to ask you something about the schoolhouse.
Schoolhouse?
Yeah. I could have swore I seen old Maud Tupps with a stack of books on her arm going into the schoolhouse this morning. Is she teaching over there again?
Just a few days is all. See, Miss Emmeline had to go to Hot Springs for a state teacher's meeting.
Yeah, I never know that.
Well, to be right honest, I'd plumb forgot it myself, Grandpap. Yesterday, Dick come over here saying he'd seen her getting on the bus, and I thought sure she was leaving me and Pine Ridge for good.
Law sakes. You mean you plumb forgot about the pigeon-toed teacher's meeting and here you are president of the school board?
I know it sounds terrible, but I don't know. With all this trouble twixt me and a certain little varmint, I don't know what I'm doing hardly.
You want my opinions? He never did know what he's doing.
You keep out of this. Grandpap, will you tell Mr. Peabody to mind his own business?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Mind your own spavin-legged business, Abner.
Here, wait a minute. Are you taking up for Mr. Edder's Grandpap?
No, I ain't taking up for nobody.
Well, why ain't you? What have you got again me?
I ain't got nothing again nobody. I told you I don't want to get into this mess.
Well, you just be careful how you repeat what Mr. Edder's tells you to say to me, then.
I ain't going to get mixed up in it.
Well, you'll get mixed up in it if you start calling me names. I'll tell you that right now.
Wait a minute. Weren't that your ring a minute ago there?
Yeah, but there ain't no use in answering it. See, the phone's divided up, too. The mouthpiece on my half of the store and the crank and receivers on his side. Somehow or other, we just can't get together on a phone conversation.
Oh, sakes alive.
That caused me a lot of trouble yesterday, too. Miss Emmeline tried to call me long distance yesterday to ask why I wasn't down at the bus to see her off, and Abner wouldn't let me talk.
That ain't the truth, Grandpap. He's got the mouthpiece on his side. He can talk all he wants to.
Yeah, but as long as I can't hear the other party, I don't know who I'm talking to or what they're saying or nothing. I finally recollected where Miss Emmeline had went to, so I went over to Dick's store and called her from there. Take me a mite and I have 45 minutes to patch things up again. Run up a terrible bill, too. I ought to send the bill to Mr. Peabody.
Grandpap, you tell Mr. Edders that if he sends any bills to Mr. Peabody, he's going to get them sold right back at him with a rock rocked up inside of them.
Jiminy, I think you fellas ought to answer that phone. It might be a grocery order.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe we can do it long as you're here to help, Grandpap. It takes three people to answer that dead blame thing.
Just a minute. Don't you touch my receiver there.
I ain't going to.
Grandpap, tell Mr. Peabody to please hoist the telephone receiver.
Grandpap, tell Mr. Edwards that the receiver's done hoisted.
All right. Hello? Jot 'em down, store and library. Mr. Edwards doing the talking. Mr. Peabody doing the listening. All right, Grandpap, ask Mr. Peabody who it is and what they want.
Yes, Mom. Excuse me, I forgot you can't hear me. Grandpap, tell Mr. Edwards Ms. Barton wants a bucket of lard.
Oh, all right, fine, Ms. Barton. And what else?
Grandpap, ask Mr. Peabody what else Ms. Barton wants.
Grandpap, tell Mr. Edders to tell Ms. Barton, uh-huh. Mr. Edders, tell Ms. Barton, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What was that uh-huh for?
Pickles.
Oh.
How's that, Miss Barton? That's right, doggy. I'm getting all mixed up. Grandpap, tell Mr. Edwards to tell Miss Barton to come over that again if Mr. Peabody jumped the track back there somewhere.
Miss Barton, would you mind repeating whatever it was you said right after Pickles? See, we got a kind of peculiar arrangement here on the phone. I can talk to you, but I can't hear nothing you're saying.
No, there ain't nothing wrong with his ears. Grandpap, tell Mr. Edwards to tell Miss Barton ain't nothing wrong with his ears.
Look, Miss Barton, my ears is all right. It's just that, well, it's too hard to explain it to you. Just give your grocery order to Abner and he'll write it down.
Why, that'll... Grandpap, tell Mr. Edwards to tell Miss Barton to go ahead and trade somewhere else. I don't care.
Look, Miss Barton, don't get mad. See, the whole idea is this. Abner, don't hang up. I'm talking to her.
I ain't going to stand here and take that sass and not be able to talk back to that old woman.
Jimmy, that's the beatenest phone call I believe I ever listened to in my whole life. Might as well have the contraption taken out of here for all the good it's doing you.
Right, don't get away with it. There comes a customer. I better get up the front door here and get him over on the right side of the store before he gets on the wrong side and gets cheated.
Who is that fella coming up out there? I don't know. I've never seen him before. Sure is short. He's hardly as tall as Abner, I don't believe.
Yeah, howdy-do, sir. Step right over this way. Get the best prices in town. Anything
come
you want.
Come to Lum's for fair dealings.
Honest, Abner, come over to Peabody's. That's where you get the best
more
prices.
More for your money on this side of the store.
You don't see it on the shelf, don't buy it. That's my slogan. Right over this way. That's the time. Right over here.
Well,
best prices in town.
Gentlemen, I really hadn't intended to make a purchase of any kind.
Well, regardless of what you want, you can make a better deal on this side. I can tell you that right now.
Well, that's very nice of you, but really, all I wanted was just to make a phone call.
A phone call?
Yes.
Stranger, you don't know what you're letting yourself in for.
Well, I only wanted to use it for a minute. You see, my car has broken down, and I need to call a mechanic. There is a mechanic in town, isn't there?
Yeah, a fellow named Douglas. He's got a place right back of Frank Foster's filling station over there.
Oh, that's fine. I wonder if you'd be kind enough to tell me what his exchange is?
Well, he don't exchange things. He just repairs cars, that's all. Now, if you're interested in doing some trading, I'd suggest you go out to Jake's place. It's on the main road right out the edge of town. Got a bunch of used parts out there. You can't miss it.
Well, no, I don't want to do any trading. I just wanted this garage man's telephone number.
Oh, his ring, you mean. Two shorts, a long and a short.
I beg your pardon?
That's it. Two shorts, a long and a short.
I don't quite understand. Don't you have numbers?
Numbers? I don't know what you're talking about. Don't they have telephones where you come from?
Oh, yes, but perhaps you'd be kind enough to call this garage person for me.
No, I think you better do it.
No, I think it would be simpler if you did.
Simpler? That's all I ask.
I really wish you would.
Well, all right, but it ain't going to be easy, I'll tell you that. Come on, Grandpap, you'll have to help. Will you please tell Mr. Peabody to hoist the receiver and ring old man Douglas's?
Abner, hoist and ring old man Douglas. Report to Mr. Edwards. I've done hoisted and I'm now ringing.
I say, is this the regulation way to operate a telephone here?
Yeah, you missed the way it is. Leastways, while you got a couple of idiotic old goats running it.
Amazing.
Grandpap, tell Mr. Edwards old man Douglas just said hello.
Grandpap, tell Mr. Peabody, all right. Hello, Mr. Douglas. This is Lum Edwards. There's a fella here that wants to talk to you. Just a minute. All right, stranger, you can talk into this mouthpiece here if you want to, but I don't know where Mr. Peabody will let you use a receiver or not.
Grandpap, tell Mr. Edwards to tell the stranger he can use my receiver any old time he wants to. Here you are, right here, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. But first, tell me, do I talk over it just like an ordinary telephone?
Yeah, sure. Just talk right in that little black round thing there. Stand as close as you can. You'll catch on to it.
Tell me one thing more. Do I have to start every sentence with Grandpap?
No, that's just between me and Mr. Peabody. You better get started before old man Douglas hangs up on you.
Oh, yes, all right. Hello, Mr. Douglas. This is Dr. Fontaine Grill. I seem to have broken down in my car. Well, I think it's the rear axle. It seems to be in two pieces instead of one. Oh, dear. Will it take that long? Oh, dear. Well, all right. I guess that's the way it'll have to be, then. It's in front of the Jotham store.
That's the Jotham Down store.
All right. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Oh, dear. He says it'll take 10 days to 2 weeks to get a new axle. And I've got to be in Washington Monday morning. I have an appointment.
Granny, you better get on the train then and just leave your car here.
Yes, I'll have to do that. And perhaps you'd do me another favor?
Sure, I'll be glad to help you any way we can.
I have a box in the back seat of the car, a rather large box. I wonder if you would store it in some safe place until you hear further from me.
Yeah, sure. We'd be proud to keep it for you.
Yeah, we can set it in the feed room back there. That's a good safe place. Now, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
Yeah.
That you must not ask me.
Huh?
Keep the box. Guard it. But do not be curious about its contents. Do not meddle. And one day, you shall be rewarded.